Hi everyone. Hello, 大家好. Hello, 大家好. This is Heather, the host from Seattle, who can also speak Cantonese. Winnie is back! Yay! Do you watch the Olympics? What's your favorite sport to watch?
你们会看奥运吗?你们最喜欢看奥运里面哪一个运动呢?
Mine is beach volleyball. I used to think that the Olympics occurred every 4 years until someone told me it happened every 2 years. I was never told that there was a winter one, since I only remember watching the summer ones, or in my head, the only ones that exist. I used to compare the Olympics to voting for the president, since it happened every 4 years.
我以前会用奥运来比较我们去选总统的时候，因为他们两个都是每四年才会发生的。
So let's get to the sentence of the day and vocabulary words before I talk any more about the Olympics and the aftermath or what happens after the games are over. Today's sentence is, but recent games are rife with overspending, waste, and controversy.Again, at a slower pace, but recent games are rife with overspending, waste, and controversy.
在练习今天的句子的时候，在第一个字的 B, 那边的 B 的发音是蛮重的。还有在下一个字 recent, 那边的 C 的发音是一个 S 的音。还有 T 是发很轻的就可以了。在 Games 那边，记得那个 A 是发字母 A 的音，还有记得在后面的 S 要发音。在 Rife 那边，那个 F 的发音是蛮重的。在 Overspending 它是有三个音节，它那边的 P 是很轻的去发音，还有它后面那个 D 也一样，都很轻的就可以。那在 waste 那边，那个 T 音是很重的，还有那个 S 是很轻。最后 controversy 它是有四个音节，它第一个 C 是发 K 的音，还有中间的 T 是发 CH 的音，加起来就是 controversy。
Today's vocabulary words are rife, overspend, and controversy.Rife is an adjective, and it means full of something unpleasant.
中文的话是充满或是充斥。
My house was rife with the smell of sewage after one of our sewer pipes broke. The next word, overspend, is a verb that means to spend more money than you should.
中文的意思是超支，花钱过多。
Don't overspend what you have. You always want to have some emergency money in the bank. For the last word, controversy, it is a noun that means a lot of disagreement or argument about something, usually because it affects or is important to many people.
中文的话是争议、争论、争辩。
The controversy could no longer be contained.Well, that's it for the featured sentence and vocabulary words. Please make sure to record yourself saying today's featured sentence. I was quite shocked to learn that people were forced to leave their homes so that they could use the land for building Olympic villages and stadiums for the Olympics. For a one-time thing, it takes 10 years to plan, and it ends up being very bad for the environment.And I always think, couldn't the money be spent on residents and other resources or programs? And if you look at Beijing's National Stadium in China, or they call it the Bird's Nest, it's not used often after the Olympics, and many of the Olympic buildings, stadiums, and villages become useless afterwards. I remember going to Beijing with my parents and going to the Bird's Nest and the swimming area,just to see it as a tourist attraction. And I don't recall that there were people using it or that it was used often afterwards.
其实常常他们盖完给奥运用的设备还有大楼，其实奥运之后就没有人在用的，还是没有很常用。如果你再看一下北京的鸟巢的话，也类似。因为我以前小的时候跟我爸妈去看那个鸟巢的时候，也听说没有人常用。它在外面看起来也开始有需要维修。
And from the video, it mentions that it also takes millions of dollars to maintain the buildings after the Olympics, even if no one is using them. I think it makes a lot of sense why there are less and less countries or cities bidding to host the Olympics, since it costs so much money. I hope you'll keep in mind the next time you watch the Olympics this information in the video and that I've mentioned, since it is a huge deal to host the Olympics, and just for us to watch it on TV cost millions of dollars, years of planning, and also people in that area were forced to move just so that they can host the Olympics. Today's pronunciation challenge is a little shorter than usual, but I hope you learned something new from it. Thanks for listening, and please record yourself saying the featured sentence.
你可以的，你可以的。
You can do it. I believe in you.